Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, it's us.
It's your us. We're back again, baby.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
It's been a little bit since we did some regularly scheduled programming also. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, it's been a little bit since we've just been back in general.
That's what I mean. We've released some episodes, but they were extra special episodes. They weren't just our regular sitting around talking episodes.
Totally. So you and I have been a little bit out of the loop on doing this for a hot second.
We have been.
And our friends at home, yeah, have been enjoying some of our content. But we're back. And if you don't know who we are, I'm Carly.
I'm Cecilia.
And I'm confused how you found this, but this is Ghosts Are Everywhere. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. As we were just mentioning, we have previously, before this episode, released two live episodes, which is not our usual cup of tea, but it is exciting and awesome.
We had a blast. We went to Edmonton. Yeah. We recorded some live shows. We saw our friends. Mm-hmm. It was great.
That's right. It was great. Big thanks to FoundFest for bringing us out there. That was a hoot and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It was like awesome. I'm still riding that high, I think. I was like, this is the best, because it really was. We had a great time.
Thanks, Edmonton. Yeehaw.
Yeah, we were ready to yeehaw our little butts off. And we really did, I think. We yeed that haw.
We really did.
Really good.
Yeah.
Right?
If you listen to the first live episode, you'll notice that the audio is kind of fucked.
yeah. Yeah.
If anyone knows how to fix that, hit us up. Let us know. And we will maybe remedy it.
Yeah, but the best part of that is also that was the fixed version of the audio.
Yeah, right? If anyone knows more about audio than Carly, so the reason why it sounds like it's coming from another room is because we thought that our microphones were hooked up to my computer, but in fact, it was recording from my laptop speakers or my laptop input, just like the little microphone.
That's right. It was giving us in 2018. It was giving, you know, those YouTube videos that you can watch that's like 1940s music from the other room while it's raining outside. It's a little bit giving that, too, which I think is kind of nice.
So it's eerie. It's spooky. Yeah. It's like you're it does sound like we're recording and the laptop is in the other room. And that's because it was across the room from us.
That's true. Across the big, echoey Masonic chamber, which was incredible.
It was incredible.
What a great old time. I will never be over that. That was so much fun. And I will talk about it until we're ghosts ourselves.
Until we're ghosts. Carly's going to haunt Acacia Hall.
I really might. If I can, I probably will.
I'd be like, I would love that. She did two live shows here of her ghost podcast, and now she's decided to be a ghost here.
In this very hall. It'll be like how Everywhere's Haunted by Marilyn Monroe just because she went there, right?
Yeah.
Like, it'll be like she spent time at this hotel. It'll be that for me, and it's Acacia Hall in Edmonton.
Of course.
Specifically. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You don't have to have, like, spent that much time in a place to haunt it. It just has to have made an impact on you.
Right. And it really has. I feel like all of my whole, all of the atoms in my body are different and renewed.
We are changed.
After Found Festival 2023. So thank you so much to our pals at Found Fest. Oh, would you say we found ourselves at the festival?
We found ourselves at Found Festival. Oh. I think they should have t-shirts. I found myself at Found Festival.
Merch idea. Okay, well. That's a free merch idea for our pals at FoundFest.
You're welcome.
I'll have to let them know. Steely, what have you been up to since we've been back?
You know, it's summer. I've been grooving and moving and working and
grooving and moving and working. That sounds about right. Honestly, that's the same for me, I would say. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What else are we to do? We're just some. It's just summer. We're just girlies.
We're just girlies. We're I don't know. This week I've been working. I've been I cleaned the house. I've been
nice.
My cat has been screaming at me.
Oh, good for him.
He's too hot, and I think he's kind of bothered by how humid it is in my apartment.
Oh, little guy.
So his little tongue sticking out.
He's like, aww. Little toasty ghosty guy.
He has to come over and scream at me occasionally, and I'm like, I can't do anything for you. Just go lie on the kitchen floor. It's cold in there. I don't know. I don't know what to do for you.
You're like, sir, figure it out. Aww. Sir. Poor Annie. Poor Annie Banani.
His life is hard.
It's hard. It's hard being a cat in this world in general. Yeah. I too have been working. I've been working mostly outside, which has been a delight, and a little bit inside, which has also been a delight and terrifying. I did my second musical of the year, my second musical in before that, I couldn't remember the last time I had done a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool. I did that this week.
And why you broke been a your body.
Behind, I broke my whole body. Okay, like I pulled like a good 3 muscles, and I like had like 4 back to back, basically 12-hour days. But on beyond that, that was solely for my call for this musical. Beyond that, like for about 3 weeks, I had been doing 12-hour days. For like 5 days a week, and then rehearsals on the weekends as well, because I'm working a full-time job right now for the summer, a full-time arts job, and then rehearsing in the evening. So it was already doing like 12-hour days for weeks and weeks. And then we had tech week, and we were called like all day long. Like there was one day though when we had a break for dinner, and it was a 3-hour break for some reason. And a bunch of the cast went to see Barbie, which was hilarious.
Oh my god, that's funny.
I personally didn't, because I had already seen it on opening day. But that's just to say how long you were at the theater. I did want to see it again, but I also wanted to go have a beer instead. Because I was like, my body needs a break. And not the emotional toll that Barbie will take on it again, you know?
So
before our show day, which again, we were rehearsing this much for a show that was one night only, which is amazing. It's kind of bananas.
It the is amount kind of work that you did for one night is honestly.
I know it's kind of unfortunate.
At least do a weekend, do a couple shows.
Yeah, I know. We did pack the house though, which was wild because it's a concert hall. It's not like a 200 seat theater. It's like the biggest concert hall in the city,
in the world.
In the world, some might say. And we had like a 60 plus piece orchestra, a 40 plus person cast. It was like humongous. It felt like we were the Ziegfeld Follies doing the show was Jesus Christ Superstar. And I was cast as the cross. No, I wasn't. I'm kidding. I was in the ensemble. Because if I was cast as the cross, I wouldn't have had to dance so much, and my body wouldn't have felt like it was dying.
You would have been dragged around a bunch.
Yeah, it would have just like hung out there a bit. I would have had a great cameo and would have left, my dream. Mm-hmm. But instead, we had like a bunch of, we had 2 big, huge dance numbers and a bunch of stuff in between. And I had forgotten how musicals are. So doing tech, which is also like, it was a whole experience. The 2 days before our opening and closing night, because they're the one and the same, I went to bed, and I had that thing where when you're lying in bed and you're so tired that you can't sleep, like every muscle in my body was screaming at me, and I just was telling myself, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. And I just like, I was too tired to sleep. So I rested. All that to say is I rested. I ended up having a migraine the next day, surprise. And then I rested a whole bunch, and now it's a little bit later, 2 days later now that we're recording this, and so I'm feeling much better. All that to say, summer heat really is out
it'll
here.
Really get to you. I walked home from work today, and it's not that hot, But it's like the first day of my period, and I'm like walking home. Yeah. Like, oh my God. My body. I can't do it.
There were days like walking from the like from the theater around the theater to like the car, and I'd be like, "Oh my God, I'm not gonna make it. I'm dying."
Just to the car.
Just to the car. Cause yeah, it's hot.
God. Oh my God.
Hot, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hot out there. They were giving out free drinks in Trinity Bellwoods as I was walking home, so that was nice.
As they
I
should.
Got two like Mai Tai cans. You can drink love in that. Bellwoods legally now.
I love doing, that for like, Bellwoods.
They're doing like a pilot project. They're doing it in Trinity mm-hmm. Bellwoods and in like a couple other parks in Toronto where you can drink and they won't do anything. Which like I have
that's
been
great.
Doing for years, but
right. I mean, everyone has been doing it for years.
Everyone's
been
doing
it. Why they're piloting
it.
This program. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, well, we might as well make it legal so we can stop like pretending it's illegal. Because like they weren't
totally.
Enforcing it for a while. And then I think they like started again. And then I would think they were just like, everyone does it. Let's just maybe like try it out as a pilot. But I'm sure
after
by, like,
COVID,
next summer,
like that was like the thing to do. So like, of course, mm-hmm. everyone kept doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
It's the thing to do. You
it's
just
still,
go to the park.
I know.
And you drink in the park.
Right? So, like, what else are we... We're just people just trying to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
It's very Europe. I love that. It's giving Europe.
It is. It's great. Mm-hmm. They should let it be an all-the-time thing. But,
totally,
yeah, if you want to drink in Trinity Bellwoods, you won't get in trouble. You just have to... You can't be within, like, 10 feet of a park or something like that.
Oh, like, because of like, children?
That's fair. You can't drink around
that's
the
totally
kiddos.
Fair. That's fine.
It says you can't drink and drive. I'm like, you know what? That's already a lot.
That's also great.
That's
that's all. You know what? That's how it works already.
Not opposed to that one. Oh my God. I have to tell you a story, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's an on-mic story.
Okay. Well, you can tell me and I can cut it. Okay, we can resume.
Okay, I gave Carly the tea.
Cecilia gave me the tea and none of you will hear it.
Piping hot tea. Also, it's nothing I did. It's something that happened to a family member.
Exactly. It's nothing either of us have anything to do with at all. It's just one of those things that your mom was like, did you hear about, you know, which is always funny.
Did you see what was in the news? And I'm like, wait, what?
I love that so much. Wait, hold on. Anyways, we have enough piping hot tea for you that won't matter, that we didn't tell you that story.
Oh, yeah. I've got way more people got killed in the story I'm about to tell you.
Oh, my God. That insinuates someone got killed in the story.
No one got killed in the story. I just told you. They're all okay.
To be fair, nobody got
killed. Not that I know of. I think they're all okay.
Great. Cecilia has a really exciting secret story for us today. It could be anywhere, anywhen, probably ghosts. But I don't know. She's going to have to tell us.
I'm going to have to tell you. Carly, do you have a guess to where it is? I just wanted you to guess it.
You just want me to guess it?
I just
want
to guess
it. I feel like it's in, is it in Europe for some reason?
It's in Europe, yeah.
Wow. Oh, I did a good guess.
I just
should
think
I guess
a
country?
If you just like straight up said the city, it would have been really cool. But
imagine I said the story. That
you're
would be good.
Down. So you're right. We're in Europe. Where in Europe
do you
think
want me to
we
guess
are?
a country or a city?
Yeah, I think this is just fun. Guess a country.
Are we in France?
No, we're in Sweden.
I was gonna say Sweden, and then I was like, she didn't pick Sweden.
Carly.
Dang it!
I
knew.
Believe you.
Oh my God! I really was gonna say Sweden because I was like, Europe, ABBA, Sweden.
Sweden. We're in Abbatown.
I'm so mad I didn't say Sweden now. Stockholm. Oh, you know why? Another reason I didn't say Sweden? Because I don't know that many cities in Sweden. So I didn't want to guess Sweden and not have a city.
Do you know Stockholm? Did you have a city? Did you not have a city backed up when you were going to say Sweden?
Yeah, that's why I didn't say Sweden. That's actually the secret reason why I didn't say Sweden.
Don't actually know any of the cities in Sweden.
Yeah, I was like, if I say Sweden, she's going to be like, what city? I'm going to be like,
Swedenville.
Sweden.
IKEA.
Yeah. IKEA. Winter sale. Tin. No? Okay.
Mm-mm. No. Stockholm. Heard of it?
I've heard of the syndrome, so I've heard of the place.
Oh, that actually comes up.
Oh shit! I knew it. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it to him.
Okay, so we're gonna go to Stockholm and we're gonna go to Gamla Stan. I can't speak Swedish, so if I say anything wrong, I'm sorry.
Cool.
But Gamla Stan is the old town in central Stockholm, and in the center of the center of Stockholm. I don't know if it's actually in the center. I'm just saying this.
Great.
Is Stortorget. Stortorget. I've spelled it differently in different spots, but I think it's Stortorget. I've written it Stortorget, Stortorget, and Stortorget. But it's one of those. It's Stracciatella.
Love it. Stracciatella, delicious.
I think it's Stortorget. I'm going to look it up. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, great. No matter how I say it, but.
but at least you can narrow it down.
It's Stortorget.
Great.
Yeah. Stortorget Square. It is the oldest square in this city.
Cool.
Old layers of cobblestones that have been excavated have been dated back to the 9th century. So one could say it's oldly settled.
I was just going to say, that's some oldly settled cobblestoneage, you know?
It's still cobblestoned, but the cobblestones are newer now. They're probably from, like, the 18th century or something.
Ugh, too new.
Those old cobblestones. Some of those old cobblestones in Lisbon, they have, like, really old cobblestones, and they're, like, super fucking slippery.
Oh, dang! Yeah, because they are worn away.
They're, like, so worn away. And when I was there, I was wearing my, like, saltwater sandals, so they're just, like, flat, kind of no-grip sandals, and I'm just, like, trying not to fall on the fucking hills. Slip and
sliding around?
But we're not there. We're in Stockholm. That's maybe right. Their cobblestones different cobblestones are super bumpy and not slippery at all. I don't know. I've never been there.
Yeah, maybe that Swedish technology cobblestones, you know?
Maybe.
High tech. Maybe.
Don't know.
We'll have to go someday and find out.
We'll have to go and check out this haunted place.
It's the only way for us to know.
So these days, the square is haunted, but it's also haunted by locals, tourists. It has an annual Christmas market, because of course it does.
Oh, that's so cute.
As well as holding many other gatherings, performances, demonstrations. It's like a classic, like, European city square.
Love that.
It is a cobblestone square surrounded by beautiful, colorful 17th and 18th century buildings.
Ooh.
The square started out as a, like, junction. Roads would, like, crisscross the island to get various places, and this was sort of, like, the middle of where all the roads went.
Gotcha.
So it was, like, sort of the center point of Stockholm when Stockholm was being established. It was being, like, fleshed out. It was turning into a town. And this was the center of it. So it was where everybody would meet. By 1400, the city was made up of about 6,000 people, and stone buildings started to be built around this central point. Merchants started setting up shop. They built a well there. It became, a meeting point for people.
Gotcha.
And there's a well. Mark it off the bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 15th century, there's a fun thing called a pillory in the square. And a pillory is it's like the stocks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like kind of like that.
Sure. Where you stick your little head and your hands through?
Yeah, it's like when you have your head through and your hands through. I actually think it might be the same thing.
Yeah, I think it just is. That's just a different name for it.
I think so. Let me double check that it's not, like, slightly different. A pillory. Sure. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like the stocks. Amazing. Like, you put your head through and it's very funny. Look up pictures of pillory. It's just, like, really funny looking at people in the pillory.
It's really great. They it's always a good vibe.
Really sad.
Because they're so silly. It's such a silly way to punish a person.
I know. You just like, stand there and be shamed.
Yeah. And just be publicly shamed. Yeah.
So it's for so public funny. Shaming. The pillory was originally placed atop a bricked prison. The executioner would keep those who were, like, sentenced to death. before Shaq, or not, I guess not sentenced to death, just sentenced to being punished for crimes.
To being pilloried.
So they'd get pilloried, and then they'd get, like, whipped. Maybe their ear would be cut off. Various fun things that they did back in the 15th century if you did a crime.
Right.
The pillory was there for a while, and then eventually it was relocated to the present Norrmalmstorg. The thing about Swedish is they're all just, like, IKEA items.
Right. That's right. Oh, okay. I have one of those, I think, in the basement.
Norrmalmstorg. Like, I have one of those over here. That's shallow. That's the Norrmalmstorg. Sorry, Sweden.
We love you. We're just having a giggle. You're a good sport about it.
Norrmalmstorg is just another square where the pillory was moved to. And it's the square where the robbery that started the term Stockholm Syndrome was. So
it does come up. There we go.
It was moved there in 1771, and that's when the Stock Exchange building and the new well that's there now were completed and replaced the pillory. So they're like, we're going to make this more modern. We're going to have a stock exchange. We're going to have a fancy new well. No more cutting people's ears off in the square.
I mean, I guess they don't like fun.
But that's not the most violent thing that happened in the square.
Oh, dang.
Because in 1520, a little thing happened that's very famous in Sweden called the Stockholm Bloodbath, or the Stockholm Massacre.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. I'm scared already by the name. Okay, I'm prepared now. I wasn't, but I feel like I have to be now.
So this is an event that is said to have been an inspiration for the Red Wedding. Remember that? Game of Thrones?
Oh, I viscerally remember that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember do. That? Oh, no.
Did you have fun watching that?
Inspiration for that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Did you have a fun time watching that? Because you'll have a fun time listening to this.
Oh, no.
It's okay. We're not attached to the character. If
I did say I liked watching it, is it a bad thing? Okay, let's keep going.
We're not attached to the characters. They're all just, like, random Swedes.
Yeah.
But
they're real people, which is worse.
They were real people, yes.
They were real people.
Back in the 1500s.
Oh, dear. So, all right.
Sweden has a long history, like other European nations, of, like, invading, being invaded, having royals from elsewhere take over the monarchy, borders moving, all that kind of stuff. Like, it became part of whatever. Borders, history.
It's classic, yeah.
Sweden, as it is today, obviously hasn't always been exactly the same as it is now. It's changed.
Well,
and back
we love to learn.
Back in the 1500s, Denmark and Sweden were kind of, like, moving towards being, like, unionized and becoming one, which a lot of people were opposed to, because it was kind of like Denmark was, like, coming in and being like, I'm the king now. So this guy, King Christian II, he came in, he's a Danish king, he kind of invades Sweden and is like, Sweden is mine now, I'm the Swedish king.
Right.
There's a bunch of other history to it, but there's too much.
Yeah, we don't need to know.
Basically, there's this dude, Christian, he's Danish, he comes in and takes the crown, and some people in Sweden are not thrilled about this. A lot of, like, nobles had been opposed to him in the past. So there's a lot of conflict happening.
Classic.
The Swedish court was not so thrilled about Christian, this foreigner, coming in and taking over. So he decided that the best course of action was to just get rid of everybody who opposed him.
Right. He was like, goodbye.
Just like, clean slate. He's like, okay.
Oh, dear.
I don't want to have to deal with any of these guys. Let's deal with this.
That's right.
So he gets made into the king. He has his coronation, and 3 days after his coronation, he invites a bunch of people for, like, a big banquet.
Oh, shit.
But this banquet is just a excuse to get everybody sort of in the same room. And had 92 nobles. And this number is just sort of, I think, more of the folklore number. It might have been less. Okay. The official number might have actually been 82. But 92 is just, like, works for the story better.
Great.
And it probably wasn't all nobles either. It might have been some regular people. Works for the story better if it's 92 nobles.
Okay, so we'll go with 92 nobles for now.
We're going for 92 nobles, but if you want to look into it more for historical purposes to actually learn more about the people, some of them were actually just like sort of regular townsfolk. Some of them were like the mayor.
The butcher, the baker, the candlestick mayor.
Yeah, a lot of them were nobles. Great. They were all very important people, but for the purposes of the myth, the legend, it's 92 nobles.
We love it. Okay.
So he was like, hey, thanks for coming to my party. Y'all want to just come with me to Storget Square? Because I'm accusing you of treason and you're dead. This is it.
We love a we love a reveal.
Yeah. Like, this is actually a surprise party, and the surprise is that I'm gonna kill you.
I'm imagining he has like an intervention banner, and on it it says Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day. Yeah.
Happy Death Day.
That's why, I mean, it is kind of like the Red Wedding, where they're like, hey, come to our party. We're gonna fucking slaughter you. Yeah, so that sort of vibe. Gets these 92 people, brings them all to the square, accuses them of treason, and beheaded and hanged them all.
Oh, dang! He really went in.
It took 3 days to get all of the executions done.
Yeah, that's a lot. It
took a while.
92 is many. It's like back to back to back to back to back.
Takes a bit.
Dang.
I don't know how they decided who got hanged and who got beheaded, but.
Right.
You know.
Maybe they were like, skinny necks over here, thick necks go that way.
They're like, you have hanging vibes. Like, I think you gotta go to.
Yeah. Maybe it was like talls versus smalls. Maybe like the smalls could be hung and the talls had to be beheaded because.
Yeah.
They would maybe be too tall.
Maybe. I really don't
know. How do you divide people? Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't know. But it took 3 days to get all of them done. From November 7th to November 9th.
Oh, and dang. That's cold. That's cold.
It's cold, right?
It's November. Shit.
It's Sweden. It's November. It's not. It's probably not the nicest day.
No. Wow, what a bold choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just got made the king, and he's like,
right, it's time. He's like, now or never. It's got to be now.
It's cold in Sweden, and there's a lot of death happening.
Sure.
It is said that there was so much blood soaking the square from all the executions that it took months to be fully washed away.
Ew!
But now, there's like a bunch of legends surrounding those 3 days. So if you go to the square from November 7th to November 9th, you can see blood flowing through the cobblestones at night, like lit by the moonlight. But as soon as you like try to go touch it or investigate it further, it vanishes.
My mouth is ajar. I have no words.
It's also said that the night between the 7th and the 9th of November, you can see, like, ghostly figures that appear on Storget, and they dance down the street following the route that their own blood made as they were executed.
I love that they dance. The lake.
They dance.
It's giving very diva, very theatrical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, it's my day. It's my time to shine. I'm going to do a little dance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're like, we've been rehearsing all year, and now it's our time to shine.
We're ready.
Do you think they switch up the choreography year to year?
No, they're always doing the Macarena.
Oh, good for them. Good for them.
Slow, mournful Macarena.
It's the saddest of the dances.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining someone following them playing on a lute, the Macarena, mm-hmm. and they're mm-hmm. slowly Macarena-ing. That's the lute playing the Macarena.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Storter get well has like carved faces on it. And people say that they start crying on the same night as well.
Ew, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't like the idea of a well crying. Mm-hmm. Ew. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
One of the buildings in the square was built like after the bloodbath happened, like a while after, is painted red, apparently, to represent all of the blood spilled, and contains 92 white stones, which wow. are, like, kind of arranged around the windows and, like, kind of in a pattern. It's said that each stone represents the soul of one of the Swedes who died in the bloodbath, and right. legend says that if any of the stones is removed, the soul of the person it represents will rise and haunt the streets of Stockholm.
That's so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the Swedes were so dramatic. I love that.
Apparently they are. I mean, they have this big fucking bloodbath. They're going to be dramatic about it.
Yeah, they're really bringing it.
Unfortunately for our guy, King Christian, who killed all these people... Right.
Because he's our guy, definitely.
Our guy. So he That's thought right. that if he killed all of these people, then he would be, like, secure. He's like, clean slate, we're good.
Right, yeah, that whole clean slate plan.
But, unfortunately, the son of one of the men who were executed, Gustav Vasa, he's the son, he heard of the massacre, and he's, like, pissed about it. He starts to rally up support for a revolt against... Christian, who like killed all these people.
Yeah, it's very Inigo Montoya.
Yeah, so he starts this revolt. It leads to the Swedish War of Liberation, and this ends in the defeat of Christian's forces and the separation of Sweden from Denmark. So they got sort of like independence because of this, basically. Like, they're like, actually, this is, like, the fuck you. Point. Yeah.
Oh my god.
If he had just been chill, he might have been okay, but. He decided to kill a bunch of people, and he didn't last very long on the throne.
He went from 0 to 100 real quick.
He really did.
Yeah. He, like, sealed his own fate. Wow, that's very dramatic.
So, yeah, like, literally, like, a couple years later, he got ousted because people fought back against him pretty much immediately.
Right. He was the reason for his own, mm-hmm. like, the uprising against him, really.
It also sort of resulted in, like, people in Sweden are like, those Danes, they're awful. They do shit like this.
Oh, we hate them. Yeah.
They're always like kind of, I'm sure it's not like to that extent now, but they're kind of like hating on them and finding that they're kind of like the victim against Denmark, even though they've been like more powerful than them for a while.
Right. But they're like, those Danes.
Because this happened, they have like sort of a victim mentality of like, those Danes, they're always after us.
What years was this again?
1520.
When are we? 1520. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, they would, right? Like, that's wild. That's so wild. Wow. Yeah, we thought the ending of Hamlet was bad. Yeah.
Stockholm bloodbath. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now you know. The drama.
And now you know,
and I love it. To visit, I don't love it. I love to know it. Maybe
you know when to visit Sweden. You gotta go.
Yeah. Now November, it turns out we have to go in November.
7th, 8th, 9th.
I never would have planned to go in November, but now mm-hmm. I think that's the only option at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like it. To see a river of blood, a river of dancing ghosts dancing the mournful Macarena to down the path their blood traveled. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's all very dramatic.
It's all incredibly theatrical. Like, it is like they're putting on a show.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You know, because some ghosts, they just, like, sit in the corner. They, like, you know, rattle a few chains, knock a glass off a table. These ghosts are saying, and now for our final act. And they do it every year.
They're dancing. They're,
They're working hard. They work hard for the money.
Their blood is flowing.
Their blood is the flowingest blood I've ever probably seen. Mm-hmm. Is probably their Yelp reviews. You know, that's probably the first one. I love that. I mean, I don't obviously love that, but I love the. I don't love a massacre, to be clear. But I love learning about it. About the drama.
I love 92 people being murdered in the street.
Imagine if I was like, actually, I take that back. I do love it. I love it so much.
Oh, no, they're nobles. It's giving French Revolution.
It is kind of giving French Revolution. But to hear that the actual probably historical version has like some regular people going down. Not loving that.
So I'm not sure if they were just like regular, like kind of poor commoners. Sure. I'm sure they were like sort of important
people with authority.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Or I don't know. Yeah. At least with enough sway that they were deemed to be important enough that he was going to kill them.
Right. Deemed to be a possible problem for a new, you know, monarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, I'm sure none of them deserved to be murdered.
Murdered. That's right.
It is quite fun
in the
that
centre of town.
Really, just like bit them in the ass in the end. They were like, this is not gonna fly, dude.
They're like, absolutely not, my guy.
Just because you're the king.
Yeah, he really said, "I'll do what I want," and they were like, "No, you actually won't." Yeah, that's really funny. I do love an uprising either way.
Mm.
We love an underdog story. We love an uprising. We love drama, really, is what I'm unpacking here.
That's what the podcast is really about.
Honestly, I guess if you boil it down, all ghost stories are really just about what's the drama. And we want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well... Now we have to go to Sweden. I can't believe I read your mind and knew you were going to say Sweden.
I mean...
But then I got too scared because I couldn't think of a city in Sweden. I didn't want to be wrong, so I decided to be wrong off the hop. Yeah, that's funny. That's very silly. Remember when we had tickets to see ABBA? Wow. Yeah. We once had tickets to see ABBA.
Throwback to...
The new ABBA.
Selling our tickets to ABBA because we weren't about to go to England because it was too expensive.
Because too expensive / Pal of the Pod Val was going to be an ant.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe one day. Maybe one day we can make it to their homeland, Sweden.
Maybe. We can go.
We're big fans of all things Swedish, really. The meatballs.
We can check out ABBA.
The music.
We can check out the ghosts.
Yeah, we love ghosts. Now knowing this, I'm very drawn. I think we have to go soon. I think it's time. It's about time that we get our butts to Sweden. Yeah. Another artist that we don't have tickets to, but maybe will, is someone who just released new tour dates.
Six Toronto dates.
Six Toronto dates for Taylor Swift?
Six.
That's crazy. At the Rogers Center?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. She better let us go see her. I'm gonna lose it.
She said, "I'm doing six dates in Canada, but they're all in Toronto.
They're
good
all Toronto."
Luck.
So you, yeah. She said, "Hello, entire country of Canada. You're gonna have to come to Toronto to see me.
Good luck. Have fun. It's gonna be I'm signed up for the. I'm a verified fan now.
Yeah, as am I.
We're gonna see what happens.
Yeah, they'll let us know. But yeah." I can't believe it. It's bananas. Mm-hmm. She like breaks my brain whenever I think about it too long, and so I don't let myself think about it for too long. Otherwise, I start to cry.
Yeah, that's the drama these days. That's the drama.
That's the drama these days. Yeah, just like how influential one person can be.
Yeah,
And also something. You go.
I was just gonna say that you brought up Barbie earlier, and
I was just gonna
talk about.
No, I was just gonna segue to that. I was gonna say talking about influential people that break my brain is also that
Barbie is breaking the whole world. So
yes,
we Barbied. I personally Barbenheimered.
Yeah, how did that go? I haven't seen the other half of it.
So it was a long day.
I was
asked to work on the day that I was scheduled to Barbenheimer, and I'm like, yes, I will come in, but I have to leave to go to the movie
theater.
So I worked from 7:45 until 1, and then wow. I went to the theater and I watched Oppenheimer, and it's a very good movie that I found very boring at times.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of fucking guys in that movie. It's just so many guys.
Do they have a lot of hats?
Do
they all wear hats?
Not that many. There's a few hats. Oppenheimer has a hat. Einstein has hat. There's some hat action. There's a lot of guys. That was my review. There's a lot of fucking guys.
There's just all so many guys
talking, and I don't necessarily know what they're talking about.
Sure.
But there's some good shit.
That's cool.
Florence Pugh is there, so that's good.
Yeah, she's the reason I would see it personally.
She's really not in it much though.
Yeah, which like it's that sucks.
She makes an impact, of course, because
that's good.
Queen,
as she should. She's Flo.
She's only in it for maybe like 10 minutes of 3 hours.
Oh dang! You have to sit through 3 hours of men talking with barely any hats to see 10 minutes of Florence Pugh?
Yeah.
That's a bummer, man. That sounds like a bummer of a time.
So that's Oppenheimer. It's
And you watched it before you saw Barbie?
Yeah, so we went and saw Oppenheimer at like 2.
Okay.
And then we got out, we went to my friend Sophie's house, and like we ended up just like drinking and eating pizza and eating candy and like kind of
nice
just
pumping
like
yourselves back up
ourselves back up after Oppenheimer, because at the end of Oppenheimer is also just like so fucking bleak, and then you just leave and you're like, okay,
you're like okay, cool. Then
I feel great. So I wouldn't like, I don't think I'd watch them like back to back like immediately, but we had like a few hours between to like
that's good
chill and hang out maybe. And, like, other friends came, and everyone just kept being like, how was Oppenheimer? And we were like, fun, great, like, fun time.
Not depressed at all. We're there. It's totally fine. We're okay, actually.
But then we went to Barbie, and we had a fantastic time.
Loved it. Did you cry?
No. I, like,
that's good.
I was feeling things. I've seen it twice now. I also went on Saturday with my mom. And she cried.
Nice. Of course she cried. I love that for her.
As
a fellow Libra, as like your mom, I too cried.
Yeah.
So there's that. Yeah.
I feel like if I was in a different, I don't know. I was close, but I didn't, you know.
It was a long day. It was a long day.
It was a long day.
You'd just seen Oppenheimer also. So.
Yeah. I was
You had your guard up.
I was a little bit, I was quite drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And also just like emotionally torn apart already.
Right. So you just didn't have anything to give. Yeah. Yeah. No, the scene that I started to lose it at was the scene with her on the bench with the old lady at the beach.
Yeah.
I like thinking about it right now, I'm gonna start crying. It's so good.
Also, that happens like so early in the movie. Good. Seeing it the second time, I was like, oh shit, this like really
it's really early, and there's so much more to go after.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah. And did you know that execs wanted to cut that scene? They wanted to cut that scene from the freaking movie.
And Greta said,
without giving
fuck
too much
you.
Away. And Greta was like, absolutely fucking not. This is the only thing the movie's about. And she's so right. She's so right.
No, it's so perfect.
Oh, it's so funny also. It's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's like joke after joke after joke after like it's so there's so many one-liners, and there's so much built into it that's just nonsense, and it's beautiful, and it's like There's a reason why it's going to be, you know, like the first movie to pass, you know, a billion at the box office with a woman director. Like, you know,
it was very fun seeing everyone like, yeah. So I saw it opening or like the first like Friday, and then I saw it on Saturday, like the week after. And even a week later, like there were people like dressed up and like,
yeah,
decked out and taking pictures. I was like, oh, this is so fun. It's such an event.
It's so like, you don't fun. See it's a cultural anymore. Phenomenon.
Like, people get excited about like Marvel movies, I guess, but they're just so like hollow and like, they don't have anything going on. So it's just
they don't
really
have
nice.
A soul in the same way.
It's really nice to see people be so excited about the movies.
Yeah, the movies, and also a movie that centers like just like what it is to be, you know, a doll woman or even a woman, and like there's so much of it that's just like so iconic. And like I like this is a what I love about it too is it's a movie. It's kind of how I like to talk about our podcast of like, if you don't like ghosts, you still might like this because we do a lot of random shit.
Yeah.
If you don't like, if you're not somebody who like loves Barbie, you still need to see Barbie because you will love it. There's something in it for you.
Yeah.
And that's coming from a girl who, like, I am a Barbie girl. I grew up a Barbie girl. Yeah, I loved Barbies. I played with Barbies. I had like a suitcase full of them, a literal Barbie suitcase where it's built so you can like stick your Barbies in it. Like,
oh my God, so fancy.
But I know that there's like lots of people, like my sister, who's not a Barbie girl. She was like a Hot Wheels girl. She like had lots of little cars and was like, vroom, vroom. She loved this shit. She was like, it was so great. Like, it is for everybody. And that's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
I just love it.
I'm like, it has its like, I don't know. I feel like it's not that deep. I'm like, for a big blockbuster movie, I think it's like, it's definitely doing something. I've heard complaints just being like, it's like 2012 feminist. I'm like, yeah, it's a fucking Barbie movie. Of course it is.
It's a Barbie movie. Yeah. I mean, okay, like, what do you want? Like, it can only do so much also because of what it is. Like, well, it's just trying to be a fun time. While still saying a little bit of something. It doesn't have to be, like, you know,
like,
agenda.
The conservatives
agenda,
are still
agenda.
Mad about it. Like,
yeah, right? They're still so pissed. Like,
I agree that it's, like, not that, like, I don't know, revolutionary. But I just think it's very fun. And it's got enough of that shit that, like, people going who don't know anything about like feminism are gonna be like, interesting.
Well, you know what, I get the like it could be way more revolutionary. However, there's a lot, think of all the people who are bringing their kids to this movie. I read an Instagram post or something of this woman who brought her daughter and she like loved it, and then as they're walking home she goes, Mom, what's patriarchy? Like, it is opening these conversations that are life-changing. It doesn't have to be having the conversation. You know, it can be adjacent to it. So, like, as much as, like, sure, it could do more, but if it were trying to do more, it wouldn't be doing as much. You know, it wouldn't have this reach. It wouldn't have this appeal. It wouldn't...
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, I think it is doing something huge. It's doing
enough for what it is, I think. And it's like doing a good amount, and like people are excited about it and they're going out. And like, I just think it's very bright and fun and funny.
It's so
fun. And I was watching a video, like they did like a Barbie Dreamhouse like Architecture Digest like
tour. I love that.
And I just, like, thought it was really cool because all of the elements of, like, the Dreamhouse and, like, Barbie Land are all very, like, tactical and real. So it
doesn't they're practical.
It doesn't look, like, fake. It doesn't look like a fucking Marvel movie. It's, like,
it's so good.
There's, like,
it's
matte
so
paintings as the background. Like, everything is actually, like, handmade, so it looks real.
It's
like,
beautiful.
It's so nice.
Yeah, it looks like real fake is what it looks like. Yeah, it looks like you can play with it. Because you can, because it's real.
Yeah, it looks like you can reach out and grab it.
Yes, because you can.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's so good. And, like, I think what I love about it most is the, like, I feel I feel like it's opened people up to fun and to femininity in a way that something hasn't in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And like as a whole, it's like it's a cultural moment, you know, alongside like right now, two of the biggest concert tours are Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Like this is all coinciding to make this like really incredible cultural shift, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbie is a little big part of it.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with all of it. I just love it. Cue that the TikTok sound of I love being a woman. That's what this feeling is. Yeah. No, it's just a good time, man. It's a good summer. It's a good time to have good vibes.
It's really
fun.
And
for your job to be beach. That's all I'm
trying to say. Michael Cera's in it and he's Alan and it's very funny.
He's Alan and he's so funny. I can't wait for it to be Halloween and to see everyone dressed as Alan because they will be. I'm so excited.
Very excited for everyone to be Alan.
I know.
No, the joke that killed me watching it the first time was when Ken is like in the back of the car and they're going to LA and he's like, but what if there's beach?
That's so good.
I don't know, it's something so about that really cracked me up.
Yeah.
And
what if there's beach? His job being beach is great.
Yeah, what if
it's
there's
quite
beach?
Delightful.
It's very funny to me. Beach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. So funny. So funny. Yeah. I can't wait to see it again.
So that's our Barbenheimer takes.
That's right. I haven't seen Oppenheimer. And I probably won't see it in theaters.
And you won't like it.
And I probably won't like it when I do see it. even though I do love, like, a period piece. But I just, like, I already know the things that they didn't address. And that makes me mad. I'm not going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
In the same kind of way that I could have maybe before I knew any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by addressing, I mean they just didn't address, you know, all of the harm that project put on the indigenous communities in the Southwest.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Navajo, you know.
The,
anyway.
Like, displacement or the effect of having a fucking atomic bomb dropped near where you live.
Yeah. And then the, like... you know, enlisting for, you know, people of those communities to work for this project and not paying them as much, not giving them as much protective equipment and, you know, all of the subsequent fallout from that. I mean, who's surprised? Not I, but, you know, taking 3 hours to tell that story and not tell any of that is like, I don't know, I an egregious oversight if I'm going to be kind about it. So. Yeah, anyways, I'll see it at some point, I'm sure, because it'll be on some sort of something, but, yeah. Anyways, also, I think it's important for us to mention, you know, the humongous strike that's happening right now, which is incredible and awesome and important, and, a reason we're talking about things that we've seen and that we love still, is because a way to support, you know, the writers and actors and subsequent people who create, you know, art like film and TV is to go to the movies, to pay the money to see the thing. Because the big thing they're fighting for right now is residual on streaming. So if you can, a way to support this is to not, you know, boycott the movies, because I think people get that twisted. But it is to, in fact, go to the movies, right?
They are saying specifically not even to boycott, like, streaming. But even more so, the movies, theaters actually get them paid.
So. Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, I'm not suggesting to boycott streaming. But I am suggesting that, like, I think people get it twisted and get confused. They're like, oh, then I'll watch no movies. I'll just disengage. And it's like, no, that's not what they're saying. Yeah, they're just fighting for, you know, what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, smaller studios can, you know, beat these demands, then the big fucking guys can. So.
Because, like, fucking, yeah, A24 was like, yeah, no problem, guys. Here, you can have what you want.
Immediately.
And then, like, Disney's like, fuck you. We have to take a pay cut by, What? 0.2%? That's too much. Sorry.
Yeah. It's 0.02% of their, 0.02. Of their,
yeah.
Yeah. Of their, not income. What's it called? Of their profit. 0.02%.
Like, yeah. Which is nothing. Yeah. Also, it's like, nothing. The bigwigs are making, like, so much fucking money. Like, I'm just taking the
Oh, yeah. If their salaries were all cut, I think it was, like, 2%.
Yeah.
But if it's out of the net profit or something, like, I think it's, like, 0.2.
2% of 0.02. What, like...
Yeah.
Top Disney executives are making are like
is nothing
more than I make.
Yeah, it's nothing to them. Yeah. It would be, it would put everyone back to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, anyways, it's so it's just the most, you know, we live in a weird and wonderful sometimes time. So that's what we do. Huge solidarity to our friends and our fellow performers and creators and writers. We love a union, babe. We're just union
people.
We
love a union.
We're
a union.
We love labor rights. We love workers. We're big fans. That's all.
We stand by them.
That's right.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm part of a union now. So
ooh,
we love unions. Yeah.
All right, unions.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. What am I part of? Come on, Writers Guild. Come on, Playwrights Guild. Yeah, come on, Playwrights
like,
Guild of Canada.
What even am I a part of?
I was like, wait, which one am I a part
I'm
of right now?
I'm in a union. What is it?
I'm in a union. Wait, what is it? Yeah. Come on, Playwrights Guild of Canada. Stand up. We love all to stand right. up for, you know, our fellow friends.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, who else loves all this is definitely ghosts.
Yeah. And that's what we're about.
Yeah. That's what we're about. And they're also about all of this. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be around.
You can support us in our lack of union. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Instagram at Ghost Forever
Pod.
Yes,
you can.
You can give
Absolutely.
Us a little rating on Spotify. That'd be... Or Spotify. Mm. Spotify?
Yeah.
Or on Apple
Wherever
Podcast,
you listen.
Or on wherever.
That's
That'd
right.
That'd be really cute and nice, and we'd really appreciate it. And it would take you, like... half a second.
Yeah, but it really means a lot, and it would be really awesome for us if you did
giving
that.
Us a little rating, giving us a little
yes.
review.
Yes.
You can follow us, I guess Twitter still X. Twitter is X
yeah,
now.
It's X now. It
I
looks like Uber,
we're still on
and
there.
I'm confused that it's on my phone now. But yeah, you can follow us there, I guess. We just have it because we've always had it and we don't know what to do. So
you really don't have to. We don't post.
You really don't have to. It's fine.
We're on TikTok at Ghost Everywhere Pod. You can send us
That's
an email.
Right.
GhostEverywherePod at gmail.com. We have a website now. You can go to GhostEverywhere.com and check that out.
Cecilia has been working tirelessly at this cool ass website and you can take a good old look at it. And soon... If maybe actually by the time of this release, you can buy our merch from our website.
Yeah, we'll have
so
our merch
go to ghostareverywhere.com.
We're working on that.
That's right.
But it'll all be under like one little spot. You can go there. You can find links to everything. You can find links to emailing us. You can buy our merch. It's all gonna be
that's right
on our website.
One spot. Mm-hmm. One stop shop, baby. That's us now. We're upgraded. We said it's 2023. It's the summer of Barbie. And it's the summer of us having a freaking website like the real deal we are.
I guess 2023. Do people still have websites? We do.
We do. Guess what? We do.
Ooh, we sure do.
You know that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Absolutely. That's where we're at.
Yep. You love it. We love it. We're glad for it. Thanks for joining us. Cecilia, you did a great job today. Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
For sharing that with us.
There was a lot of blood.
There was so much more blood than I expected, but honestly, it was as much blood, I think, as we needed to hear about, if I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And thank you. Bye-bye. Love you.
Wait, I have a question. I have one question for
Wait.
You.
Oh,
Don't
shit.
Don't go away.
What do you want? What do you want?
I have a question. I have a question.
What do you want?
I just want to know if you've seen any ghosts lately.
No.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, what can you do?
Okay, bye. Wait.
Ina, what the heck?
Carly.
Yes, Cecilia.
I have an inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, by chance, perchance, seen Indigo lately?
I have not seen Indigo lately, and I spent like all week in the theater. You'd think I would have, but I didn't.
That shit's supposed to be haunted.
I know. What can you do? Boo.
Dumb.
Anyways. Ooh,
boo like ghosts. Okay, bye.
Boo like ghosts and boo like boo. Okay, then bye. I guess we're going. I love you.
I'm recording.
I am also recording.
Oh my god. Look at us.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh, you're frozen. Okay, you're back.
You're frozen. Okay, you're back.
Oh.